Hello, and welcome to Series 6, Episode 10 of Dad Educates Daughter on 80s Music. Today, it's the turn for Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 10, in our series on the Now compilation. So first of all, before we move on, hello Rebecca.
Hello Dad, how are you this week?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
So, Now 10.
Yeah. So obviously you send me the track listing, because we all know of that one time. My track listing wasn't the right one. Well, it was. I just listened to an extra song. So you now send me it so that I know I'm listening to the right songs in the right orders. And so I get a kind of look at it quite early on. Because you'll send me it and I'll look at it while I'm making my playlist, and I'll do that kind of straight away after we've recorded, rather than me probably doing it the next day or something. So I look kind of straight away after we've spoken. And the first look at this track listing was a bit disappointing. Because,
as I mentioned
last week, when you showed me the artist that gets featured on the cassette, and I went, oh, Freddie Mercury and whoever it's with, that's the one that I didn't like of his. And that's the very first song that I listened to. So I was like, great. And then, not being funny, it ends on a Christmas song. And you know me, Dad. I love a bit of Christmas. But we're nearing the end of winter. And Christmas just weren't my vibe. And that was the last song on it. So I was like, fantastic. The first song is something that I know I don't like. And the last song, got to get in that Christmas spirit somehow. So that was my first thought of it. This one was quite a hard one. Just because the range of songs in it was quite vast, so they all had their own vibe in a way, and you, like, one minute you'd be like your upbeat song, then it would just come right down and be very chilled. We also had a bit of rock in there this week, which was really nice to revisit, because I remember when we did my rock period and it was like the worst time for me, but I did find some people that I did like, one of them being Kiss, so it was nice to have those. What I also enjoyed was having artists that I completely forgot about, or I just don't come across as much now, like T'Pau. I was like, oh, what a great song from T'Pau. That was, yeah, I forgot about them.
Funny because we saw Carol Decker. She was supporting, I can't remember who we last saw. Brighton. No, I haven't seen Simply Red. It was in Brighton, and she was supporting Human League. She was supporting Human League with Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Yeah.
And then she was in this recent series of The Masked Singer as well.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Watching that.
So it's funny that now she's T'Pau's obviously now coming into few of the Nows as well.
Yeah. So that was really nice. There is some good songs in the mix, but then you have got your lesser ones. And obviously I'm not going to give too much away of the ratio of that. I did question some of the flow. Like I say, you are up there with your upbeat ones and all of a sudden you're being brought down. Like, get into your deep thinking. So it was a bit of a whirlwind in that sense. I feel some of them could have been rejigged in their ordering, but then I do understand partly as to why you would put it like that, because you have got to think of, you don't want to just have one side that sells it. You also don't want to have too much of the same thing on one bit. So I do get it, like a compilation does have to be a big mix. Hip hop is really hard to place, I find. And also, can we just talk about Crockett's theme for a second? That one's coming, but it's got no lyrics. So we know that's not me anyway. And I just thought that was a weird one to be put on a Now compilation. Just because that, it just doesn't fit in. And obviously with it being one with like no music.
There's a reason why it, you'll see, obviously, from the chart position why it's on.
Yeah.
And I'll explain more when we come to it as to about it.
Okay, and just to finish quickly, there was two artists that I've not had. So I've not had Jelly Bean, and I've not had Carol Fialka.
Yeah, Carol Fialka. Hey, Matthew. And who else did you say?
Jelly Bean.
Yeah, you've had Jelly Bean.
No, I've not.
Oh, okay.
You're lying.
No. It's the first. It must be the first one then.
Yeah, I did not have Jelly Bean. The real thing, I didn't recognise that song. Unless I've got short-term memory loss.
No, I think you're right.
I don't. Jelly Bean was not a recognised one with me. The only one that I did question as well was The Alarm, but then I do think I have had The Alarm.
You have had, definitely had Alarm.
I did think so, because I also thought I've heard this song before. So yeah, just those two this week.
Okay. So now that's what I call music, volume 10. 30 tracks.
Yeah.
Was released in November 1987.
Mm.
And was number one on the album chart. Funny enough, also released in November 1987 was Hits 7.
Ah, was it?
Now, the very first week, the charts went now at number one. And Hit 7 at number 3.
Oh, what was at number 2?
That's a good question, because I did have it. Number 2 was Rick Astley, Whenever You Need Somebody. And funny enough, number 4...
Oh, yeah, they were in the album charts back in the day. I'm like, why is Rick Astley in there? But no, we're in the 80s, so there weren't separate charts. Yeah.
So Rick Astley was number 1. He got knocked off by Now. And funny enough, the number 1 that he knocked off was now number 4, and that was To Pow, Bridge of Spies. Very good album.
Oh, okay.
Talking of them. Number 5 was Paul McCartney, All the Best, which I also have. But anyway, so Now were number 1, Hit 7 were number 3. The following, bearing in mind this is the end of November, they've both been released for Christmas.
Yeah, this is the Christmas.
So we're now at the beginning of December. Now, number 10, or now volume 10, is number 1 still. Hit 7 is now number 2.
Right, okay.
We're now coming to the week before the Christmas week. So this is the 13th of December 1987 to the 19th of December 1987. Number 1 still for the third week running is now number 10.
Yeah.
Number 2 for the second week running hits 7.
Right.
So before we go into the Christmas week,
can I just say, because you're putting so much build up, I feel like Hit 7 knocks Now 10 off, because you've never gone into this much detail.
It's because we're both released at the same time. So it's a big war for the Christmas number one.
Yeah, but I don't, in my head, I don't think albums fighting for a Christmas number one is a big thing, because...
Let me go back to the previous week.
But then if you were buying Now for Christmas, You wouldn't care if now number 10 was the Christmas number one, because it's getting all of its sales before Christmas to give as Christmas.
Right. Let this is the weeks before Christmas top. What? 10. We're worked down for number 10. At number 10. This is the week before Christmas. At number 10, going down from number 8 is the best of Volume 1 UB40.
Okay.
At number 9, going up from number 15, Always Guaranteed by Cliff Richard. Right. At number 8, going back up, it has already been number 1, Tango in the Night by Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm.
At number 7, it was number 7 the previous week as well, The Singles by The Pretenders. It's funny how many The Singles or The Best Of or Greatest Hits come out at Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
At number 6, a previous number 1 of ours already mentioned is T'Pau with Bridge of Spies.
Right.
At number 5, last week was number 4, has been number 2 previously, All the Best by Paul McCartney.
Right.
Moving up to number 4, also has been number 1, Bad by Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
At number 3, last week was number 3, also was a number 1, Whenever You Need Somebody by Rick Astley. Number 2, as I say, hit 7, and number 1, Now That's What I Call Music, and has been there for 3 weeks. So, before I move on to the Christmas chart of 1987 for the albums, we shall just go through the hits tape lineup.
Okay.
So, this is what was on the hits tape in hit 7, 1987. Side 1, Bee Gees, You Win Again. Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. Terence Trent D'Arby, Wishing Well. 5 Star, Strong As Steel. Spagna, Pull Me. Beastie Boys, She's On It. Full Metal Jacket by Abigail Mead and Nigel Goulding. Full Metal Jacket, I Want to Be Your Drill Instructor. Shakin' Stevens, What Do You Want to Make Those Eyes at Me For? Side 2. Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies. Alexander O'Neill, Criticize. Prince, You Got the Look. Donna Summer, Dinner with Gershwin. Levert, Casanova. Persuado Echo, Funky Town. Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full. Chic, Jack Lafitte. That was tape 1, cassette 1.
Right. Yep.
So we now come to cassette 2. So side 3, so we see. Aha, the perennial always on the hits.
Yeah.
Living Daylight. Wax, Bridge to Your Heart. Scarlet, Fantastic, No Memory. The Jesus and Mary Chain, Dark Lands. The Sisters of Mercy, This Corrosion. Housemaster Boys and the Rude Boy of House. House Nation, Desireless with Voyage, Nina Simone, My Baby Just Cares For Me. Both, so that one was on both Now 10 and Hit 7. Bill Medley and Jennifer, this is now Suicide 4. Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes, I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing. Atlantic Star, Always. Luther Vandross, So Amazing. Whitney Houston, didn't we almost have it all? Ray Parker Jr., I don't think that man should sleep alone. LL Cool J, I Need Love. Kenny G, Songbird, and Simply Red, Every Time We Say Goodbye. So that was the hit seven of the songs that you probably know.
Mm.
Would you say that was a better compilation than now?
I want to say yeah. Feel like it's got better vibes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the better one of the two. And I don't want to say that because then I just feel like I'm betraying now.
Okay. Well, let's see how...
Would you say that's the better one?
I'd say there's a lot on there I wouldn't really have. Yeah, I would have probably gone with the now.
Yeah,
but obviously, I like a hard, so it's a hard one. I mean, there were some good songs on there. Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies, I like that song. Mm-hmm.
It is quite a hard one.
The Living Daylights from James Bond by Aha.
Yeah.
Bridge to Your Heart by Wax, that's a good song. You Win Again by the Bee Gees. So, yeah, there is some good songs on there. Criticize, Alexander O'Neill. There is some good songs on there.
Yeah, it is a hard one. It is a hard one. I don't.
So let's see. Let's see then. What the paying people of 1987 went with.
Mm-hmm.
So the Christmas week of the of the albums charts. It's still albums. Top five, number five, Bridge of Spies by Topal. Number four, Hits Seven, Down Two. It's only number four for Hits Seven. Number three, still in the charts, Rick Astley, Whenever You Need Somebody. So, is it going to be Michael Jackson or Now?
I'm surprised it weren't hit.
I'm going to let you know now. Number two, Michael Jackson Bad. So for the fourth week running, Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 10. And I think that shows you how big Now was back then.
Yeah, there was like no touching it.
The fact they were there for Christmas for 4 weeks alongside, you know, Rick Astley, who was a big thing in the late 80s, Michael Jackson and the hit seven, as it was then. And it kept on and it was number one for 4 weeks.
That is mad. Well, that's not mad. They're the wrong words. That's not surprising, but I'm only surprised because you bigged it up that I was like, well, they've got to have moved then. There's got to be something wrong with this track, this album. But no.
And then in 1988, the beginning of 1988, it was still number one, 5 weeks.
No.
With Michael Jackson at number two.
That's mad.
So when you think how big Michael Jackson was.
Yeah. You would have thought that now, but like I said before, I'm surprised it is, but then I guess it's got all those sales from Christmas.
Yeah.
And people are still going out buying and that, but for it to be going into 88 and still be number one, that's surprising because
and the following week it was still number one. Rick Astley went back to number two, Michael Jackson still number three. Hit seven, still number four. Okay. Topal still number five, although Alice Omoye did leap up to that in the previous week. It was eventually knocked off on the 10th of January by Wet, 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 Popped In, Sold Out.
They must have released a new album. But then it also goes down to, is anyone releasing anything new? Do you know what I mean?
There was two new entries. Actually, Pet Shop Boys peaked at two. So That must, unless it was, yeah, it's been a week's, eight, so yeah, that's already been there by the look of it.
Yeah.
I know, that's how many weeks in total it was in there, so yeah. But they never got, they, so Pet Shop Boys and Wet 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 both brought out new albums. But it was Wet 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 that knocked them off, and the Pet Shop Boys only got to number two in the end, so...
So that's only two new albums in those weeks. Do you know what I mean? Do you get what I'm
and,
saying?
And George Michael, Faith, is on the move up the charts. That'll eventually get to number one.
Yeah.
And the same to Terence Trent D'Arby with his album. That will also eventually get to number one. So, yeah. So... moving on, that's enough about the album. So, yeah, it was number one. It was re-released in November 2021, where it was only number four. Number four. Yeah. Really? It was behind Now 110.
Was that number one?
Which was number one. And the Now Christmas was also was number two.
And what was number three?
You would ask me that when I wrote that down. So it'd been a soundtrack.
Yeah, but I'm intrigued because that's so recent as well.
It'll obviously be on a compilation.
Yeah.
Because we're now talking
more
a
recent
compilation chart.
Yeah.
For that week. What year did I say? 2021. Doesn't seem that far away, not 2021.
But that's what I mean. Like, that's so recent. Actually 4 years ago, and it would have been less than 4 years ago for Christmas. It must have been like 2021 at Christmas time.
Dreamboats and Petticoats, the soundtrack. Oh no, that's no. I'm ahead of myself. Now hasn't been that's number one, so that got knocked off number one by Now. That's what I call music. Oh no, it is, yes, that's number three. So yeah, you had Now though, funny enough, in the top five, because there was also at number five Now That's What I Call a Massive Party. So party
and it's just mad how big they are. Like, you could, if you wanted a Now,
and number six is The Greatest Showman soundtrack, and then at number seven you've got Now That's What I Call Rock.
That
so Now had what,
but
one, two, three, four, five albums in the top 10 or in the top eight.
So this is what I think of when you think of compilation albums. Now you've got Now That's What I Call Music, and they do, as you've just listed, all their other ones: Christmas, Party, Rock. And then there are others, like, I know there's ones that are like all out 90s or all out noughts and all of that, but they don't release them as often. So compilation albums nowadays are either Now, That's What I Call Music of some sort, and then some soundtrack of a film or a musical, and they're not released as much. I don't think people do best ofs as much anymore, because you can make, like, I could make my own best of playlist anyway.
That would be in an album chart anyway, the best of.
Of their best of. I don't.
Yeah, that would be in an album chart, not the compilation. Compilation is different art. The greatest hits, it'd be in the album chart.
Yeah, because it's just them. So your compilations, there's not really. No one's competing against Now, and then the only others are going to be soundtracks, and they're not released maybe as often. So for them in 2021 to have five different albums in the top 10, I'm not surprised, because I don't think much would have been released. Do you know what I mean? Like, Greatest Showman was around that time. I think they peaked at two at some point.
No, they were number one.
Oh, they did peak at number one. But, like, really, apart from...
And it works. I'm looking at some of these. So, So, for instance, the Greatest Showman, 100 weeks in the chart.
I'm not surprised.
Moana, 176 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. That's another really good soundtrack.
Frozen, 344 weeks. It's actually right. Frozen and Frozen 2. And then you got Mamma Mia, 530 weeks.
Right. But so now think of how many weeks they've been in there and how long they're out. Just shows to you not many compilation tapes are being released nowadays. Do you know what I mean? Like there's not, I'm not saying there's not much competition, but there's not the variety to the point where you've got someone that's going to stay in, because out of 40, well, that's going to take a long time to get them out, because there's not many new ones coming about.
Yeah,
and people do listen because of, like, especially children nowadays, people definitely listen to soundtracks more to do with, like, Frozen. I think nurseries put that in the charts alone. I have Frozen on, I don't know how many times at work. And that is the soundtrack. So it's like, it's not... But then now comes in, and that's a new one, and that's got so many. And because that is the compilation, so many people, one, there will be people that have like got one all the way through to 100 and whatever number we're on now. So we'll be collecting it regardless. And then also, it is the one to go to get that music round up of that time period as well, isn't it? So,
okay. So back to now 10. So with another reason why I wanted to go through the chart, although it was because it was up against hit 7 and knocked it out of the water, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely.
It was also the biggest selling now album of all time.
To this day?
No, at that time.
Right, okay.
And it was a title it held for 7 years until Now 29 came along in 1994. Now, just on that, Now 29 had two 80s artists still on it, New Order and Erasure, alongside E17. Oasis, The Cranberries, and Blur.
Interesting.
Now, just so you know, Now 29 was the biggest Now seller in the series, a record it held for another 15 editions, so 5 years.
Whoa.
When it was knocked off by Now 40. Now 44.
Right.
Now 44. So we went Now 10, Now 29, and Now 44.
Yeah.
And Now 44 was the last Now to be released in the 1990s. It was released in November 1999.
Sorry.
And Now 44.
In 20 years, they released. Yeah. More than double the amount of albums.
Pretty much. It's over
less than 20 years.
Because it's 1983, 84. First one.
83, I think.
Yeah.
November 83, I think the first one was.
Yeah, November 1983. So, So, just so you know, it wasn't only the last Now to be released in the 1990s. Now 44 is in the record books as the best selling compilation album of all time in the UK, having sold 2.3 million copies since its release. Never been beaten.
To this day.
To this day. Because it's still obviously selling because it was re-released. And...
But also, does that also show you that from in the noughties, how much...
the way people listen to music has changed
because I will say this, I don't understand the charts and how it works nowadays, because it doesn't go on sales, because I mean, it will go on
downloads and all that, isn't
it? But I don't understand that, because what, like, I download all sorts of music all the time, and so many people my age, I know, none of us listen to the most recent songs that are out there now. We're all downloading music from when we were younger, or like 80s, or, you know, like finding music, lost music in a sense. So I don't get it. And anyway, that's a completely different tangent, but I don't understand it. I think the download digital age has really changed it, but I mean, it's done some way or another, like, crack on. But yeah, it does kind of show, if no one's beat that now 44, how much it's changed with the way. But also, I wonder when they split up the album chart to the compilation chart as well.
That was in the 80s. You'll have that coming up.
I was going to say, actually, that wouldn't matter with the sales and being the biggest selling.
No, but that does come up.
It does show difference.
Yeah. So Now 44, obviously, which is the best selling compilation in the UK, on it was Britney Spears, Steps, Robbie Williams, Ronan Keating. There was also the Spice Girls had obviously split by now, and you had Jerry Halliwell on there twice with Lift Me Up and Michiko Latino. Mel C was on there with Northern Star, and Emma Bunton was on there with Tintin for What I Am. However, there were two 80s artists.
New Order and Erasure.
Texas, Summer Sun. Texas, Summer Sun. And believe it or not, an artist who was on Now One. The very first track of Now One. And if everyone listens to tape one over tape, cassette one over cassette two, they'd have listened to this track first, which was You Can't Hurry Love, Phil Collins. Phil Collins was on Now 44 with You'll Be In My Heart. So he's on the very first now, and he's on the biggest selling now. That's quite something when you think of the years in between.
Pop that on his gravestone.
So I don't think he'll go that far, but I think he's achieved a hell of a lot much more than the Now compilations. But anyway, let's move on to volume 10. How many number ones of the 30 tracks?
I put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five number ones? It was the biggest selling, as we said, for so far and until Now 29. However, only had three number ones. Okay, so what were your five? And let's see if you've got the three.
Barcelona for Freddie Mercury. Alone by Heart. I've only written down the song title. Was that by Heart?
Heart, yeah.
Yeah. La Bamba by Los Lobos. Crockett's Theme by Jan Hammer. And Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogue.
Okay. It's Jan, not Jan. Jan.
Oh, coming from you. Usually it's me correcting you.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk through then. That's what I call music. Volume 10. Cassette 1. Side 1. 8 tracks. Freddie Mercury and Monster at Cabal. Barcelona. Number 8.
Okay. I mean, I don't know why I'm shocked, because I didn't like it. Like, it's not one for me. But for some reason, I had in my head, I was like, right, I remember this song, because I remember, like, it left an impact on me. As soon as I saw the name on the tape when you showed me it last week, I knew exactly what song it was. And I was like, oh no, not looking forward to that. And for some reason, something in me was like, that was a number one. That was a big one. Apparently it weren't. So, okay.
No.
Right.
Pet Shop Boys. Pet Shop Boys. Rent. Also number 8.
That's not a favourite of mine of theirs, you know. When I was like listening to it, I was like, oh, yeah.
Communards Never Can Say Goodbye, number 4. Now, before you go on, I just want to say, Communards have now appeared on 4 of the last 5 Now compilations. So they were on 6, 8, 9, and 10. This is a cover of Gloria Gaynor's 1974 hit that originally reached number 2. They got to number 4.
Yeah.
Then we have Mars, Pump Up the Volume, and that was number 1. Well, house music is now coming in, remember?
Oh, yeah,
you know, think about it. Yeah, you've had what? S Express, Jack Your Body.
Yeah. This weren't a bad house song, though. Like, I'll let him have it, but yeah, I forgot about the timing.
Hue and Cry. Oh, sorry. Mars, Pump Up the Volume, is the second house track to make number 1 after Steve Silk Hurley with Jack Your Body.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah. Hue and Cry, Labour of Love, number 6.
Okay.
Jelly Bean, featuring Stephen Dante, The Real Thing, number 13.
Okay, not bad. I would have thought that was higher. Obviously, I've not had Jelly Bean. I did actually enjoy that song.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Hates Jazz, I Don't Want to Be a Hero, number 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Style Council, Wanted, was number 20.
Oh, slow.
So, one number one on that side. As we come to side 2, 7 tracks. T'Pau, China in Your Hand, number 1.
That was my standout song.
And you didn't have it for number 1.
No, because my standout song, it's not like, I don't know, it's just the one that I'm like, whoa, forgot about you, or whoa, yeah, you really fit in here, or one that just makes, like, that I keep thinking of. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Well done to that song.
Heart with Alone, number 3.
Great song that is, though. Great song.
Kiss with Crazy, Crazy Nights, number 4.
Again, another good song. Forgot about that one. That was nice to hear that again.
Billy Idol, Moni Moni. So it's a cover of Tommy James and the Shondells from 1968, and they got to number 1. Billy Idol got to number 7.
Yeah. Okay.
Whitesnake, Here I Go Again, originally released in 1982, and it only got to number 34. They re-released it, and it got to number 9.
Again, Whitesnake was one that I was like, oh yeah, I didn't mind them.
The Alarm, Rain in the Summertime, number 18.
Okay.
And Marillion, Sugar Mice, number 22.
Oh, see, some low charters this week.
So we come to cassette 2, 15 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Same as cassette 1. Side 3, 8 tracks. We've had 2 number 1 so far of the 3, 1 on each side.
It's going to be Crockett's
Wet,
theme. It's
Wet, the only reason I can Wet.
Think of something on
there. Okay, Wet, 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 Sweet Little Mystery, number 5.
That was a good start to this side.
Curiosity Killed the Cat, Misfit, originally released in 1986, when it only got to number 76, re-released, got to number 7.
Okay.
Los Lobas, Los Lobos, whatever you want to say it, La Bamba, number 1.
It.
It did.
You're telling me? Crockett's theme is on here without being number blooming 1. Who on earth was put in charge of this track listing? Because why would you put that? Okay, carry on. But I got one. Out of my five, I got one. I'll take it.
Fat Boys and the Beach Boys with Wipeout, number two.
Really? Okay.
Bananarama, Love in the First Degree, number three.
Another good one that I forgot about.
Cliff Richard. Now, this is a surprising one. So, Cliff Richard, My Pretty One.
Yeah.
Was put on it, but a lot of people a lot of people since have said they should have had. He should have had. It should have been Some People, which was a bigger hit.
Right. They were released around the same time then.
Yeah, and obviously they were off an album that was doing well, so he was having a resurgence. Yeah. My Pretty One got to number six.
I wasn't a fan of that song, but I'm not really a Cliff Richard fan anyway.
No. Karel Fialka, Hey Matthew, number nine.
Okay, now out of the two that I hadn't heard this week, I preferred Jelly Bean.
Uh-huh. And then Jan Hammer, Crockett's Theme, which was the theme from Miami Vice, the TV show.
Yeah.
Which was quite a well-watched program.
Yeah.
And hence the music got released. And it got to number two.
Okay, I kind of get it now, but I still don't get why it's on there. Completely lets it down.
So one number one on that side as well. So as we come to cassette two, side four, mm-hmm. seven tracks. We already know there's no number ones on this one. So yep. Nina Simone, My Baby Just Cares For Me, which, funny enough, was also on Hit 7 at the time.
It was, yep.
Got to number five.
Okay, yeah. Not the best one by her.
Erasure, The Circus, their second successive appearance on Now, after Sometimes Last Week. Number six.
Yeah, I like this one. I prefer this one to Sometimes.
The House Martins and Build, number 15.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Level 42, It's Over, number 10.
Okay.
ABC, When Smokey Sings, number 11.
That was quite catchy.
Squeeze, Hourglass, number 16.
Oh, okay. God, we've had some low charters, I tell you that.
And then we've got The Pogues with Kirsty MacColl, A Fairy Tale of New York, number two. And just so you know, that is the only Christmas song to appear in the main Now series. The only one.
What do you mean the main Now series?
As in it wasn't in the Now Christmas. It's on the actual Now volume. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Right up to date.
Yeah. No other Christmas song. That's the only song that has appeared individually outside of a Now Christmas.
But then I guess this is before they did that kind of thing, isn't it?
Well, they had one out now. It was at number two.
Now Christmas.
Yeah, that was at number two in the chart. Oh, no, that was a re. Sorry, 2021, no, you're right.
That was.
That was 2021, yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, it didn't.
So, yeah.
Fair enough. Thing to say.
I forgot to say, Nina Simone, My Baby Just Cares For Me, was originally released in 1985 and only charted at 82.
Oh, okay.
Re-release gets to number five and gets on both Now and the Hit 7.
Yeah. Not doing badly there, girl.
On the re-release in 2021, Heart Alone isn't included, and nor is Whitesnake, Here I Go Again. Neither of those were on the re-release for whatever reason.
Two good ones, sir.
So, yes. Now, just to go on, so obviously this was the biggest selling Now album at the time, and was until Now 29, as I've already said. One of the reasons may have been that this was the first Now to have the same track list across three formats. So vinyl, tape, and CD.
So you're telling me that all the other ones that I've listened to... Oh, you mean... No. So wait, you're telling me that the 1 to 9 had different track listings for.
Well, no, there's only been previously another 3 Nows that have been released on CD, and that was weirdly Now 4, Now 8, and Now 9.
Right.
But for whatever reason, I suppose because of the capacity of, I don't know why, they didn't have the same track listing. They didn't have as many on the Nows, on the CDs now, at the time. Whereas this one is the first one to have exactly the same track listing as the cassette tape and the vinyl.
Interesting.
LP. Yes. Which obviously helped its sales as well.
Yeah.
Because there's more formats. Not that many people were buying CDs. They're probably now just coming into. It's probably around this time when I had my first CD player. So yeah, it's probably.
But then you said that CDs used to be like the expensive.
Yeah, they were. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, not a lot of people had them. Not because one, the CDs were more expensive than tape and LP because of the quality. But also, the CD players themselves were expensive to buy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and I bet there weren't
once they started to come down in price, and people then bought because the quality in music was so much better, or the quality of hearing was so much better. Yeah. People then did buy on CDs. Mm-hmm. But it was still a while yet before people would be switching over because we didn't, you know, people listen to music on the go, like on a Walkman.
Yeah.
The Sony Discman wasn't out or not, that still wasn't like cheap enough for people to buy. Right. And then on top of that, the CD, why would you pay more to get a Discman? And they were big and bold. They were obviously bigger than a Walkman. A Walkman you wore on your...
You could have
a belt or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or like I had an inside pocket in my coat and then my earphones just come up. Whereas a CD, if you were jogging or something like that, it would jog the CD.
It
was bigger. There was nowhere really to put it because it was bigger. And as I say, the CDs would have cost more than the tape anyway. So... economically, it didn't make sense. It was
released on tape that change.
So, yeah. So, all it needs now is for you to rate which side you preferred and rate Now 10.
So, my favourite side was side 2.
Mm.
Yeah, I just preferred, like, I think that had, like, it had my...
To Pow, Heart, Kiss.
Yeah, it had some good ones. Then, number 3, I really enjoyed the Wet, 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 the Lost Lovers, Bananarama. That was a good one. Crockett's Theme Let It Down, not going to lie. And I did it for a while, I didn't know where to put it. But then, number 4 is my next one. And there was just a few more on there that, like Crockett's Theme... I could just skip it, and there's still more on that I preferred. And then number 1.
I mean, side 4, I'm looking at Erasure, The House Mines, Level 42, yeah. ABC, and Squeeze.
Yeah. But,
into Nina Simone, and The Pogues, obviously, you say, is a Christmas song, although it's a good one.
No.
I would say that would be my number 1.
No, I prefer 2. 2, 3, 4, 1, I'm going. But my reasons why it for... So for ages on my notes where I like write everything about my opinions, I had it as 2, 3/4, 1. And I was going to be like, I can't make up my mind. I can't do it. But while talking to you now is when I decided what it was going to be. When I've revisited and not thought about the chart position is, but just revisited. Yeah. And as you're kind of going through it song by song in my head, I can think about it a bit more individually because you're talking and I can think of the song. And I'm just all I was thinking was those ones on side 4 were a bit what I feel with this, and I'll lead into the rating of this in with this. Compilation, I just felt that the songs that are on it weren't the best from the artist. And I completely get, like, it depends what's being released at the time. But there was a lot of the songs where I was kind of like, I know there's better than you. Or like, okay, you're good, but you're not like wowing me. Do you know what I mean? And that side four for me, it weren't a big wow.
Okay.
So overall, I've given this one, and I've gone, it's quite a mediocre. So I've gone for a straight down the middle, we've got a number 5. And
5 out of 10.
Yeah,
the biggest selling.
I know when you were saying
of the '80s at least.
Yeah. But so I don't know, it's just the vibes of it. Like if you took off the songs where I'm like, what are you doing? There wouldn't be many songs.
It was number 1 for what, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
It kept hit 7 at bay. Was the biggest selling now of the '80s.
I know.
And yeah.
Yeah, something about it just didn't hit with me. It just didn't vibe very well. We didn't get on. So, right. Yeah, there we go.
Well, there we go. So next week you have now 11.
I can't see it.
There's your artist.
I have got Pet Shop Boys, Wet, 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 T'Pau, Mel and Kim, Morrissey, Belinda Carlisle, Kylie Minogue. Oh, yeah, I forget she was 80s. Billy Ocean, Bomb the Bass. Don't remember that. Jermaine Stewart, Bananarama, Eddie Grant, Eddie Cochran. Didn't have him either. White Snake, Johnny Hates Jazz, Elton John, The Mission, plus many more. The names on there where I'm like, oh, didn't have you. Like The Mission. Didn't have The Mission.
Okay.
But there are some big names on there, to be fair. So I'll see what that one holds.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is the end of Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 10, given a rating of 5 out of 10.
Yeah. Sorry, it's just a bit mediocre.
So next week, we should go through Now 11. Of which there are, you didn't look.
Oh, well, you didn't show me. Oh, there are 30. We're still with 30 there.
30 top.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to? So, like, the album art changing. Because obviously, like, I know what it looks like now, but it's still got, like, that lightning strike and, like, they look like bingo balls.
Yeah.
So, we will see. Well, all right, then. Yeah. I will get a listening. And see what I think of Now 11.
Okay. Well, I'll see you next week to discuss. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
See you.
All right. Bye, Dad.